Okay, welcome to The Rib today on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I'm really happy to let you know that I have Peggy Lee in the studio with me today, and I'm very glad that you could come today to talk about Brief Encounters and about your music.
Thanks.
Welcome to The Rib. I guess I should let everyone know what Brief Encounters is. So Brief Encounters is coming up starting on September 30th, and it runs until the 2nd of October. Nice. It's at the Performance Works on Granville Island, and tickets are $18 to $20, and shows start at 8. And what it is, there are 12 artists.
That's right, 6 pairs.
Right, and they're all paired up, and they're all from different walks of artistry.
That's right, and as far as I know, nobody who in a pair has ever worked together before, so it's all brand new collaborations. Plus, we're only allowed to, we don't know who our partner is until 2 weeks before the show, so everybody's in the same boat as to having a limited time to create a piece.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So it's very spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have been paired up with Scruffmouth. Kevin Cameron, his name is? And he's a spoken word poet from Vancouver, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome guy.
Yeah. Have you met him before this?
No, and I was actually incredibly ignorant about the spoken word scene here, so I wasn't familiar with him at all. But now I am, and I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. And I guess you don't want to spoil the surprise, obviously, but can you tell us anything about what you guys have been talking about doing, or?
Well, we haven't really been talking about doing much. We've just been doing it from pretty much the beginning. It's just happened so kind of naturally. I just got together, and I don't think he was very aware of my what I'm up to either, but I played for him, and over the course of, I don't know, about a 10-minute improvisation, he mapped out a whole piece, so now it's just been filling in the, he created a structure, and we've been just filling it in ever since. And
That's really, so it'll be improvised?
Well, I wouldn't say so, because the sections are all very clear, and his poetry is all written,
right?
And I have cues as to how to get into the next section, and you know, it's not note for note the same every time, but I do have areas that I go into in each section that are constant. And I'm also playing piano on this one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just because it seemed to work with a couple of the sections of the poem that he created. And we were rehearsing at my house in my basement, which has a piano, so went over to the piano for a couple things, and I ended up decided to work that in.
So cello, piano.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's really neat.
Yeah.
I like that sort of jumping around different instruments. It's neat.
Yeah, I don't want to get into a circus act or anything. It feels pretty natural to be doing that. I mean, I played piano long before I played cello, so.
Yep. Yeah. So, maybe ask a little bit about your musical background. You learned piano and then switched to cello?
Well, I always took piano lessons as a kid, and I started cello when I went to school. This was grade 7 in Toronto, where there was a really good orchestral music program, and so I had to choose an instrument from the orchestra. So I chose cello, and then pretty quickly that became, for me, that was my instrument, and piano was something I kept up as far as lessons, but I wasn't really at all serious about it. But cello, partly just the instrument and also the community, I think that made a big difference, just being in a section, and there's a lot of, yeah, camaraderie around it.
Yeah.
Piano is such a lonely pursuit.
It is very, yeah. I'd always love to play in an orchestra and be in piano.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That is really cool. And how did you make the transition from, I mean, you were classically trained.
That's right, yeah.
How did you transition from that to playing mostly improv and avant-garde jazz, kind of?
Well, I wouldn't say I play mostly improv and avant-garde jazz. I I do that, but I'm still pretty steeped in the classical. I play in the opera orchestra here, and you know, I play in a string quartet. So it's not like I've abandoned that.
But you've made your vision wider, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I just made a good choice at some point. I was in Banff for a year doing the winter program a long time ago. It was 1988. In the fall of 89, I moved here from Banff because I just decided if I moved back to Toronto, I could see, I'd already graduated from university and all my colleagues were playing in mostly shows at that time. It was really, you know, Les Mis and Phantom, there's all lots of work with those shows, and I could see myself just doing that and pretty much hating music for, you know, for the rest of my life. So I decided, well, I'll go somewhere where nobody knows me and no one expects that, and I won't get hired, and that's exactly what happened.
Sounds scary.
But I had some friends that were also wanting to move here, and one of them, Jeremy Berkman, he you probably know, he's the co-artistic director of the Turning Point Ensemble. Mm-hmm. So, and he's also in my band, so we've kept up, you know, collaborating since moving here, and his wife, Sheila McDonald, I played with in Standing Way for many years. And so, a group of us moved together, so it wasn't totally scary.
That's nice. Yeah. It's nice to start with a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're all very idealistic, so that was a good thing, too. But, I actually got into improvising through the dance community here, which is, down at the Edom Studio at the Western Front. They used to have these evenings called Forced Issues, and there were dancers, musicians, just actors. Everybody would do sort of a 10-minute piece, and I can't remember how often they held these evenings, but I remember starting to just work with dancers and create my own parts and sounds for their dance piece, and then I think from that may have been where Ron Samworth, who's the guitar player who founded this group Talking Pictures that I've been in since that time, since the early 1990s, he realized that I was interested in new situations for playing, and invited me to join Talking Pictures. And from there, Tony Wilson also asked me to join his band. So there was sort of a lot going on at that time, and I was just really lucky just to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, and this was shortly after you got here.
That's right, yeah.
Very good. That's awesome. So maybe we'll start, we'll play some music. We'll play something from Talking Pictures.
Sure. Yeah, this is a really brand new album out on Songlines that is a collaboration between Talking Pictures and two artists that are based in Seattle, Robin Holcomb and Wayne Horvitz. And Robin is a composer and singer and pianist, and Wayne plays on this mostly organ, I think. And we did a concert a few years ago, and we did mostly Robin's music, but with our own arrangements of it. And then we just, you know, from that, we were able to record it about a year ago, and it just came out. And
wow.
What was it called? Can't remember what. The point of it all is the end of the record.
What is the point of it all?
So I think we queued up track 6, which is called Couch Alternate, which is an instrumental piece. And then there's a song called The Sweetest Thing that Robin sings after that.
All right, so let's take a listen. Thank you.
The sweetest thing I ever saw came coming through the meadow. The sweetest thing I ever heard came through. Wild grape was tied with ribbons in the doorway of the schoolyard. Bouquet of ferns and tiny silver flowers in my hair. We'll meet again.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin. I did say Jasper was going to be in this week, but he's going to be in next week because this week I have Peggy Lee, the cellist, in the studio with me, and we are talking about Brief Encounters, which is a festival coming up starting on September 30th that has 12 artists, and they're all from different fields. They're all paired up, and they have 2 weeks to make some sort of a piece to present. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. So we just heard something from Talking Pictures' new album.
That's right.
And are you guys playing any shows coming up, or are you playing any shows in other than Brief Encounters?
Funny you should ask, because, well, not really, but the next piece that we queued up is a new project, well, a songwriting project with a couple friends, and I'm writing music, Julie McGeer is writing the words, and she's singing, and another friend, Lucia Frangioni, who's also a writer, she's singing, and J.P. Carter from
Fond of Tigers,
he's playing. So we formed a band called Daisy Brittle, and we haven't really ventured out into the world very much, but we started recording in the summer, and this next piece is, I would say, a work in progress. It's not finished, but I just thought we'd just to show, you know, another
yeah
what's going on, and the only gig we've had so far was in Beta Hilly's backyard this summer.
Cool.
And then the next one is at a violinist Meredith Bates in her home, in a couple weeks. So we're doing kind of the house concert circuit. And the tune is called Mother. And it's, you might be surprised, it doesn't, yeah, it has also, Dylan is producing this. He's not playing live on it, but he added some electronic drums, so it's kind of quite a full sound. You might be surprised.
Okay, let's play it. And this is Mother. Okay, sorry folks, I'm going to try that another CD player and see if that's going to work. So, mind while I cue it up. And we are going to try this again. Again, this track is called Mother.
Breathe.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Robin, and I'm talking to Peggy Lee today about the Brief Encounters Festival, which comes on September 30th and runs for 3 nights at the Performance Works on Granville Island. We just heard a track called Mother from her new project, Daisy Brittle. Are you working more these days with songs and vocalists?
Well, I think that came out of a couple years ago. I was asked to write music for an operetta produced by Fugue Theatre in Vancouver, and it was a play by Jen Griffin. Called Via Beatrice, and so there's about a dozen or more songs in that, and I just found that I just loved writing with words, and I don't write words myself, so yeah, I got kind of hooked on that at that point, and then for the record that we heard, the Talking Pictures and Robin, and for that record, we wanted to boost the Canadian content in that, so Ron said, why don't you write something for Robin? And I thought, well, I'll write a piece for her to sing. And so I enlisted my friend Julie McGeer to do the words for that song, which is actually on this record. It's called Against the Drift. And so once I started working with Julie, then we decided to keep working together. And so it's been about a year now since we've been writing songs, and we've got an album's worth. We're just ready to play gigs. We're just totally excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. You have quite a few groups.
Yeah, none of them does any kind of serious, full-time.
Not full-time, yeah.
Touring one or anything like
yeah.
that. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variety also.
That's good. That's nice.
Yeah.
Great. How about in your own writing, in your own composition? New Code came out over a year ago, just over a year ago?
Yeah, it might be 2 years. It's been done for 2 years, certainly. I don't know. I can't remember exactly when it was really.
The process, yeah, it takes a while. And I know there are several of your own compositions on that album. So how do you approach composition? This is sort of a big question, but...
Well, it really, it depends on the situation, but I've been really lucky. I haven't really written for anybody any groups that I'm not actively involved with. So the groups that I write for, I really know the players well, and they're all, incredible improvisers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking of them when I'm writing. I'm thinking of Brad Turner playing over this kind of sonic background, or Ron Samworthy, all the players that I play with, I'm thinking of them when I'm writing, and so that's kind of how I approach it, I guess, is just trying to think of my favorite musicians. And
yeah,
where,
and you know their styles, and exactly, yeah, cool.
So, songs, of course, it's a little different thing, it's not as open, it's more... really trying to work with the words and
yeah.
the best setting for the words.
Cool. And how about when you are mixing improv with through composed piece
mm-hmm.
in one piece?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make that work so well? Because I find sometimes it's really hard to blend them together and make it sound organic.
Mm-hmm. Again, you just have to really believe in the musicians, and and
it just happens.
Changes, of course, from performance to performance, you can't expect it to be the same.
Yeah.
So you have to be open that way, and not sort of set too many parameters.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not really improv anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think just respecting the whole process and not getting uptight about it, I think that's important.
Yeah, that's good. Let's see. What do you want to play next? Maybe we can talk about some of your other projects or...
Well, we could want to hear something from
From New Code, yeah, that would be highly appropriate.
I wouldn't mind if we did like track 4, Not a Wake Up Call, and it kind of goes naturally into Floating Island, which is track 5, so you could just leave them on if you want.
Okay. And these are your own?
Yep. With lots of help from the band.
Yeah.
And their creative input.
So when you bring new music to the table with the band, I guess they do a read through and then have some input here, or how does that work?
Well, the input is usually I'll just say, why don't we have so and so solo, and then that's their input.
Okay.
I mean, mostly the parts are written. I'm usually pretty prepared that way. It's not really a collaborative writing process, but it's what they do with their space that makes them the collaborators.
Oh, interesting, yeah. Cool. Okay, so what are the tracks again? Track
so,
4
yeah,
and 5?
It's called Not a Wake Up Call. It features Ron Samworth on electric guitar, and then it's followed by Floating Island, which is a sort of a spacious, loopy kind of piece that has a solo with Jeremy Berkman on trombone.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. Welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Peggy Lee, and we are talking about music and Brief Encounters, which is coming up end of September. And Peggy Lee has been paired with Scruffmouth. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about him, spoken word artist.
Yeah.
And there's a video of him?
I found it on YouTube, a really amazing... He's doing a poem on air, and it's called The Wordsmith, and it's just brilliant. It just makes you laugh, and it's so... It's great. It really tuned me into what he does and the potential, and got me really excited about working with him. And just, really grateful that I've been paired with him.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the poetry slams that happen in Vancouver?
I'm sorry to say I haven't, but he does some of that also.
Yeah, and they're very active and they're very engaging.
Mm-hmm. And so very musical.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really probably so fun to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How often do you guys meet? I mean, you have 2 weeks, and you guys were it was announced.
Yeah, I guess it was about 10 days ago. It was announced who the pairs were.
Yeah.
So we just got started. He was out of town for a couple of days, and then we just got started, and we had a couple meetings, and then took a weekend off, and another couple. And we pretty much mapped out the piece early on, and then it's just been filling it in since then, and refining, polishing. But it's been feeling ready to go for a while, so we don't want to.
So 2 weeks is a long time for you.
Well, as it turned out, it might have been a really short time, but just because for me, one of the real challenges is finding a structure for it. When you're as an improviser, going back and trying to recreate those moments or whatever, that can be awkward. But the fact that he had a whole kind of story within about 10 minutes of our first meeting, he had it all in sections, and so that's half the work, or more than half the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess you want to keep it spontaneous, so you don't...
Yeah, fun, and, I mean, it is, as I said, I mean, he's written a poem, it's not off the cuff, it's all mapped out, and all written down. My thing is a little more loose, but I have definite places that I go to for each section.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't talk too much, but I'm
just... Yeah, don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yeah, it's been really fun, really great opportunity. So I'm very grateful to the Tomorrow Collective for putting the thing together. This is their 15th one, so that's amazing.
Can you tell us more about the Tomorrow Collective?
Probably not really. I've been aware of them, and I think the first time they asked me to do one of these was a number of years ago, and the timing didn't work out. But this was just perfect. September for me is always actually kind of slow, and the summer is usually quite slow too. So to have three nights in a row is when it gets later in the fall with opera and whatnot, it gets a little more tricky. But I was really happy to be able to do it. And as I said, it's their 15th one, and I've heard amazing things about all of them. There's just been some really wacky combinations of haircuts and chefs and meals prepared. It's very open and very imaginative.
Yeah.
And just a great concept.
I want to say who else is on the bill here. No, you go ahead, Katie.
Harris McLeod. She's the woman that asked me to do it, and she's one of the co-artistic director, I believe, with Mara. And she's a dancer, and she just moved to Montreal, but she's back this week to help sort of have a little eye out to what everybody's up to and give any feedback if they want it, just in preparation for the shows.
Wow, that's great. Sounds like a lot of it is left to you guys, which is good.
Oh, yeah. They're totally giving us their trust.
Yeah, so they just organize it for you, you go in and play.
Yeah, very supportive.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we've got, the artists are Barbara Bourget, a Buteau dancer, Peggy Lee, cellist, of course, here we are, Alex McKenzie, experimental filmmaker, well, that should be interesting, Burgundy Bricks, burlesque dancer, I love the variety, Kevin Roy's inventor. Didn't he win an award recently? Very familiar name. Scruffmouth, of course, working with Peggy Lee, the spoken word poet. Stephen Hill, a theater director. Allison Denham, a contemporary dance artist. Leah Abramson, a singer-songwriter. Adrian Wong, who's a theater artist. Quite a lot of theater going on here. Mm-hmm. Mitch Anderson, an environmental writer. And Pamela Mazik, performance painter. Well, that sounds like it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
So for you listeners, I'll just let you know once more, or maybe a couple times more here, we've got three shows, and they're all going to be the same, so you don't have to worry about going to all three to see everybody. It starts on September 30th and goes until the October 2nd. Doors are at 7:15 at Granville Island Performance Works. The address is 1218 Cartwright Street. And $20 at the door, or $18 in advance at tickets tonight. There was one thing I wanted to ask you about, was what kind of music do you listen to, like, in your spare time?
Well, all kinds. There's usually music going on in our house in more than one room at a time. My older son just turned 12. He's pretty even avid music listener.
That's good.
So he's always downloading stuff and going over to Audio Pile on the drive and bringing home, you know, CDs from the dollar CD bin. So there's all kinds. Dylan, my husband, also he tends to put on classical music a lot, string quartets, and the Goldberg Variations is on almost. Once a day. And then lots of jazz.
Great. And I also want to ask you, this is a question for the musicians out there, about practicing. How do you approach practicing, and what are, like, I know when you're playing with a group, you sort of practice with the group mostly, especially if you're improvising. But what do you do in terms of practicing that maybe is something that you would consider your own technique?
For one, I don't practice improvising.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should, but that kind of gets worked through in the process with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have gigs, then I just play Bach. That's what I, just to keep, you know, the music in me and my fingers moving. I mean, it's just the most satisfying way to keep in shape that I know of. But then if I do have gigs, then I'm usually just, you know, working on the parts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't really practice, you know, Bartok string quartet. You can't show up to rehearsal and practice with the group.
You have to show up to the rehearsal and know what you're going to play.
Yeah, you have
to
have that worked out.
Yeah.
Just to be respectful.
And you sometimes only have like two or three rehearsals before.
Yeah, the nice thing about the string quartet that was just formed, we're called Microcosm by the Cosmos. is that we've kind of agreed to rehearse a lot, and so when we did our first concerts just late spring, early summer, and we had put in, I don't know, like 20 rehearsals or something. Bartok won, Shostakovich won, and Murray Schafer won, and it really felt good. And so it wasn't this kind of panicky feeling of, you know,
we'll pull it together on stage.
We kind of got a little deeper into it, so it felt almost like, you know, the old days of being a student again and being keen and we made $100 when it was all over after three shows and 20 rehearsals, but that wasn't the point.
Yeah.
It was the music was the point, and the group player. So, and I find that way with this group, Daisy Brittle too. I mean, Julie and I have been getting together probably once a week for the last year, and that doesn't happen very much.
Mm-hmm.
Professional musicians.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's busy and
people are busy. It's always like throwing it together at the last minute. So, certain projects just they take time, and when they're good projects, I'm happy to give that time.
Cool. Well, we only have 5 minutes left, mm-hmm. and maybe we'll play one more piece before the end. But before that, I just want to let everyone know what else is going on today. Okay, so we've got news at 5 p.m. and Career Fast Track at 6 o'clock with Philippe, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at 6:30, and Exploding Head Movies with Gary at 7:30, followed by The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker. Okay, so what are we going to play?
Why don't you play, Robin did an arrangement of Neil Young's After the Gold Rush, and that's track 10.
So this is Talking Pictures again?
Yes.
And the track is called After the Gold Rush. Let's see how long it is, and we'll see how much time we have. Okay, so here we go.
I dreamed I saw the lights in a room and saying something about a queen. And there were peasants singing and drummers strumming, and the archer split the tree. And there was a fanfare blowing to the sun that floated on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature. I was lying in a burned-out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun.